this month at Breaking Bread, and so we're going to carry on looking at that for today's all-age service. Now, it's usually a good idea at the all-age to sum up everything that you've heard over the past few weeks, or everything that the preacher's heard. Now, I actually haven't been in for any of the services. Nothing personal. I haven't been in for any of them. I've been in the youth group on far too many occasions for them, really. Perhaps we could have the next picture on. So I thought I could ask you, who've been sitting in the congregation, so I thought I could ask you about breaking bread. Does that seem like a good idea? Okay. I didn't think it would work. Hey ho. Perhaps I'll have to do something different. So what I thought I could do is just think of one of the activities that they've done in the youth group. And last week when I was in there in the morning, Elaine Coltham did an activity. I'm not sure if she prepared it or Harry prepared it. But what they did was they were thinking about food, and there were some items of food written on a piece of card, and they had to pick one up, and then they had to describe the item of food. And they had to describe the item of food without obviously using the item of food. And we had to guess. So I thought, let's try that to begin with. So I will need a few volunteers. And just in case, you're not supposed to stand up yet. Just in case, we thought it's nearly Christmas, so we thought we'd start with a chocolate. So when people come up to help, and readers, you can come and get one afterwards. When people come up to help, you can help yourself to a chocolate when you've done it, okay? So we'll have one, two, three. We'll have four people volunteer. Brilliant. One. So that's, yeah, up we come. One. Two. Three. Four. So those are the words you've got to describe, and people have got to guess what the word is. It's food. We're still talking about food. So.
They're small things that are green, and you can eat them with fish and chips.
Something. Yeah. Peas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Well done. One. Take your chocolate. Off you go. Next one is?
It's a carbohydrate with, like, meatballs and sauce. And sauce and, like, pesto and stuff like that.
So anybody got any idea? Pasta. Oh, yeah, well done. They're clever, aren't they? Thank you. Leave it on. Brilliant.
I don't know if I turned it off or not.
Okay. Next one is, okay. Custard, no way they're going. It's not custard. I think we had the right answer over there, which was cheese. I think they managed that.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you. Okay. Do you want a chocolate? Nobody will guess this one. Thank you. I had to include it. Chocolate. Well done. Thank you very much. Brilliant. So it works, doesn't it? Okay. So that's just a warm-up, okay? I have to say I had prepared a few children in advance. But what I haven't done is now prepare anybody else for the rest of them. So we're aware of those foods. I don't know if you realise they were sort of a well-balanced sort of meal right there. You had some fibre, you've got some protein, you've got some carbohydrate. So we all need all of those things in a sort of fairly balanced ratio. Chocolate is an essential, okay? Chocolate is an essential. But we don't actually have to understand how they work in our body, and probably it's best not to know too much, but we know that if we have a relatively balanced meal, you know, it's going to be doing our bodies good. So we don't have to understand everything. Let's try a few more. So now I do need a few volunteers, people who are willing to come up and say, now, A, you've got to be able to read, and B, we're going to be getting just a little bit more difficult. At least one of these I'll need an adult for, because a child wouldn't know what it was, or shouldn't know what it was. Anybody over here wants to come up and help? Come on then, Alice, up you come. So you can try that one in a minute. We need another person who's going to come up. You've just done one, just because you want more chocolate, I think. Are you going to come up and do it? No? You've done one. That's no good. Anybody else over there? Right, we're going to be picking... Gareth. However, thank you.
Do I get the hard one?
Oh, I can if you like. No, I'll give the hard one. Okay, I need some... Well, no, it may not be hard for you, to be fair. I'll give somebody else. I want Henry, well done. Thank you. So as the handheld mic's gone walkies, you now need to go and stand at that mic. So we'll have Alice first. Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much. Alice, you've got to describe this and people have got to guess, okay?
Bird that you tend to eat at Christmas.
What was that? Turkey. Okay, we're getting too good at this description. If you'd like to take your chocolate, you're very welcome. Okay.
It's something that you bring out at a party once a year and you put candles on it and everyone sings a song.
Ah, but what sort of cake? Birthday cake. Well done. Would you like a chocolate?
At the same party, you might have this fizzy drink which makes a loud pop when the cork comes out.
Champagne. Who got that? Well done. You like the chocolate. So we've moved on slightly from just food and drink, because actually all of these items can be part of an event. So if you have turkey, we were told we could have it at Christmas. My daughter's in America, they've just had it for Thanksgiving. Birthday cake, we've got birthday parties. Champagne, again, birthday parties, although probably not if you're a child, but hey-ho. And weddings, special events. So these foods, it's not just the food in our body, it's the event that is as important as the food. Tom Wright has written lots of books, and he has written one, Mark for Everyone. He suggests that it seems to be an instinct that we mark significant moments with significant meals. And these meals are far more than just the food, important though that may be. It's about love, delight, care. It's about sharing. And the event binds the group together, and it can change the group. It can strengthen the group. Feelings can be strengthened. Friendships can be deepened. And the understanding that you have can change. So it's the event as well as the food. So we need food for our bodies. But when we share in a meal, it does more than just the food. Okay, so we're going to do a few more. We're well into this, aren't we? So I promised Andrew I'm going to stitch him up, okay? So I thought I could give him one as well. So up you come. And let's have another couple of people who would like to come up. Well, okay, up you come then. And we'll have somebody else as well. We need a third. But you've already had a chocolate. You need another person. Okay, so you're going to do this one. Okay. You're going to do this one.
Uh-huh.
Right, make me come in. And I need somebody else. Where's... Oh. Sorry about that, Lynn. Right, if you'd like to... So, what number have you got? 8, 9, and your next one here. Okay, so Andrew, you're going to start first.
Okay.
Do you want the microphone? Okay, so again, just slightly different.
When you do hospitality, you invite the guests and you are the...
Oh, look, easy. Easy peasy.
All right.
You can have a chocolate.
Thank you very much.
Host. Well done. So, yes, host. Okay.
This is on the ride.
This is what?
Yeah, on the bride. That's good.
Yeah, that's right. Something that you might find on a bride. What was that? Veil. Excellent. Well done. You can have a chocolate.
This is really hard.
Well, theirs were okay.
Brick.
It can be associated with the army, as you could be a sergeant or a bit lower. Or it can be something you use on communion, which you cover up something.
Absolutely.
Well, you cover up the wine with, I think. Yes. Yes.
Corporal, well done. Thank you, Corporal. So you can put that picture up. Brilliant. Lynn, I would have much rather had you up here because she's just spoiled the game completely.
Sorry.
Well done. Off you go. So, give her a clap. So, yes, you've got all those words, host, veil, corporal. You've got the right words, but with, except for Julie, with completely the wrong descriptions, because they were not the descriptions I was thinking of. You see, a host is not just somebody who welcomes you at a party, but the host is the bread that we share when we receive communion. We all knew that, or some people knew that. And a veil is not just something that you put over a bride. The veil is... Who knows who's looking at a veil? No, we don't actually have a veil out. That's a good job I got one out, wasn't it? The veil is this piece of cloth that we would cover all of the communion up with. And it's different colours. And green is because... Oh, I could ask Andy these things, couldn't I? Because he's just been trained, so he knows all of these things. Green is the colour we use at the moment because it's ordinary time. We'll use purple in Advent and Lent when we're preparing. And we use white for Christmas and special occasions. And we use red for Holy Spirit. That's good, isn't it? I'm Anglican now. So that is what a veil is. And on top of the veil goes this. And this is, who knows the name of this then? You have to ask Vera, she knows everything. It's a burse. Yep. And a corporal, who knows what a corporal is? A corporal is this cloth, and this cloth will be laid, do you know? Sorry, Andrew. This cloth would be laid on the communion table, on the altar, and then all the vessels, the chalice and the paten and the wine and the bread would be put on it. And of course, we all know that it would be laid on the communion table, the equivalent of upside down, so that the hemming... And so that means it's been ironed properly, am I right? Vera's going, yes. I had to look all this up, however. It would be ironed correctly so that when we have finished communion, it can be folded up and any crumbs or bread that is on this would be folded inside and then could either be consumed or disposed of correctly and not just scattered over the floor. So I'm sure you all knew that. I'm sure it's really important. However, it probably isn't really important. It's interesting. If you want to know more, talk to Vera. But actually, it doesn't really matter if you don't know the names of all those things. What is important is that we're part of one body, that we're part of a group as we celebrate, as we receive communion. And a bit like food working in our bodies, when we receive communion or when we receive a blessing, God is working, whether we understand or whether we don't understand. God is working. He meets us where we are. And he meets us individually. And he meets us as a church. There are several things it's good to remember. Thank you. If we can go on to the next picture. Holy Communion is a thanksgiving where we thank God, where we thank him for creation, for Jesus, for all his promises to us. So part of Holy Communion is a thanksgiving. And we join together with other Christians. Holy Communion is a memorial. It helps us remember what Jesus did for us at the Last Supper when he gave his life to pay the price for our sins. Holy Communion is when we ask the Holy Spirit, we pray for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, working in us, changing us. You may not feel anything particular, but he does meet us. He is working in us. And then the Holy Communion is also a heavenly banquet. We're looking forward to the time when Christ will return. And we read about that in parables that Jesus told and in Revelation. Holy Communion. We look back. In the service, we look back as we think of Jesus on the cross as he died for us. Holy Communion, we are aware of the Holy Spirit with us now, and we look forward. We look forward to God's promise of eternal life. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Can we have the next slide? And can we have the next slide? Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." We don't have to understand it all, but we are called to remember, and we are called to take part, and we know that God works. Amen.